Hi everybody, and welcome to the ASP.NET Monsters. This is episode number 33, which we're going to call It Finally Happened!
It finally happened. They shipped RC2.
It's incredibly exciting. We're super delighted to see it out there, because we've had a lot of stuff that we've been sort of holding off on talking about, expecting it to change dramatically in RC2, and now everything is unlocked, and all things in RC2 will remain exactly the same as they will going forward. Except
almost all
the
things.
Almost all things.
So,
yeah.
But it's there, so. And you can download it, and you can install it, and it should be pretty solid. Really, conceptually, nothing has changed in terms of the framework of ASP.NET, right? Like, MVC is still the same in RC2 as it was in RC1. There are some changes there, but largely it was an engineering thing of them kind of replatforming this on top of the new .NET CLI, the command line interface there, with .NET Core, as opposed to this concept of DNX and DNU. So those are gone now. The DNX and DNU commands, those are gone. Everything's built on top of .NET now, one unified platform. So you can get it by going to, they also managed to snag this new URL. If you go to .NET, which just redirects you to microsoft.com/net. And so that's where you go to download and install it, .NET Core.
That's a great URL to paste, but it's a terrible URL to explain to people
it
what
is.
It is.
Yeah. It totally
.NET?
Is.
Well, .NET. Well.
Somebody on Twitter suggested doing some subdomains there of ..NET, ..NET, ..NET. Just make it go as far as you possibly can.
Sounds like it's achieving optimum confusion.
Absolutely. That's the goal, isn't it?
Always.
So this is where you go to install it, pick your platform, whatever you're developing on, download the package, install it. You can choose, if you're on Windows, you can choose to do this through Visual Studio, or you can download just the command line pieces, but that's how you get it. And if you want to look at the changes in really great detail, if you've been really invested into RC1 and you've been building apps in this already, you can go to the announcements repo, and that will show you all the things that changed, all the breaking changes with the RC2 release. If you're just doing file new project, you're probably not really going to notice a big difference there. You just do file new project and it'll work and you can get going. If you have to migrate your existing projects, this is where you'll go to take a look at that. So we did a file new project here and thought we'd just kind of point out a few of the interesting pieces that have changed. And one of those is there's a new entry point to the application. So there's this an ASP.NET app now is no different than any other command line .NET Core application. The entry point for the app is the program main. So there's a program class with a static main method, and that's the entry point to the app now, which is kind of neat. So it just sets up, you know, use Kestrel. This is where my content root is. Set up IIS integration. And use this as my startup class. We actually have an explicit link now, whereas that was just kind of implied that the startup class was the startup class in the past. Now we have the explicit link here into our startup class, which looks more or less the same as it did before. I haven't noticed any big changes here.
I noticed this brand new project comes with application insights right out of the box.
Yeah, they're really tying it in there. So it actually configures your services with app insights. And that is something I noticed, actually. It's I looked at the view imports. So right in, I think I had it open already. Opening the file.
Since we quit the spectacular file of Visual Studio to work so quickly on it.
Mm-hmm. Especially considering it was already open.
But that is interesting that, I mean, Application Insights has been tied into the default template for a little while now, but it's been tied in with like a little checkbox that you check off.
So now it's just there. Yeah. Although that could change still too. Good time to point out, I guess, the difference between ASP.NET and .NET Core, the framework, and then the tooling around it. So ASP.NET and .NET Core, the release today was RC2. So RC2 is out. It's a release candidate. It's pretty solid. You can actually build your apps and ship it with it. But all the tooling around it, they're calling it Preview 1. So they're kind of saying this, all the tooling, the .NET command line interface, the all the Visual Studio tooling, that's in preview. So it's not really as far along. There might still be more changes coming to the tooling than to the framework itself. But the framework bits, the piece that actually runs your app, that part should be nice and solid. We're not expecting big changes there, but around the tooling, we could see some big changes still. So yeah, and this view imports here, they're actually injecting this telemetry configuration. So that's being included in every page in your app now by default. Something that some people might want to take out. Hard to say.
Yeah, that feels a little bit brash,
Yeah.
including that everywhere.
I agree.
But that is not for me to say.
Indeed.
Yeah, this looks like it's pretty interesting. Some
Yeah.
interesting new bits and pieces. So one of the things that's going to change here is the project.json file, right? So this has been
Yeah.
a topic of some controversy in the last week or so that
Yes, much rage.
this new project system, which we've all grown to love, is gonna go away and be replaced with CS Proj, which was like one of the big selling features in my mind around moving to the new ASP.NET is that there was no CS Proj file anymore.
Yeah, we weren't coupled to MS Build and there was no CS Proj file.
But on the bright
And
side, it sounds like the CS Proj file that's going to be shipped is going to be a different sort of CS Proj file from what we've seen in the past. So one of the pain points that I always had with CS Proj files was that it explicitly includes every single item in the project file. And we're not going to have that anymore, so it's going to be like an implicit include. So that should help with some merge
yeah.
conflicts.
So the way I understand that, I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but somebody was saying like MS Build actually always did support globbing patterns for including files in a folder. I think that's true. I think I've done that in my just like MS Build files that aren't part of Visual Studio. Apparently, it was just Visual Studio that didn't work well with that. Like it couldn't understand a CS Proj file where you set up a glob pattern to include files. So they're apparently fixing that so that we can just tell it, include everything in this folder and then just exclude certain pieces or set up whatever patterns we want for that. So that alone solves most of the problems. And they're also going to keep this concept of your project is a NuGet package, which was another big selling point of Project JSON. So they're promising they'll keep the good pieces along the A lot of the controversy around it, or the thing that people seem to be the most upset about, is that it's still going to be XML. It's probably not something you're going to edit by hand. I actually really liked editing the Project JSON by hand versus using dialog boxes and stuff to do
Yeah,
that.
it's true. I mean, that was always something that I wanted in the past was the kind of NuGet experience of being able to add packages. But I wanted that for framework stuff too. So if I wanted to include system.configuration,
Yeah.
then I could just do that on the command line. So that was a common thing that I ended up doing. But it
Right.
sounds like I think that functionality will still exist because that's now its own NuGet package. So
Yeah.
including it would still work in the same way.
Other things that so Project JSON's still there. That's more of a they're calling that more of a tooling thing, I guess. And that will change in future versions, but I think they promised, or I heard somebody say that what it'll do is you'll just open it in Visual Studio and it will mi when the new tooling comes out, it will just convert it to a CS Proj for you, so you're not going to have to manually go and figure out how to create your CS Proj from your Project JSON. The tooling should handle that for us, and you, in theory, won't even really notice that they've made the switch. So hopefully that's true because we're going to be building some stuff using RC2 here and.
Yes.
But
Things that
that's
we've
the
been holding
promise today.
off.
Yeah.
Great.
So there's some new the framework names have changed, right? Like it's .NET Core App 1.0. Here's the framework that we're targeting. The dependencies look a little different, but all this is going to change anyway, so not too much point in getting too deep into it, but
Okay.
those are at a high level kind of the interesting pieces that I noticed. The command line tooling's also there, so when I do when I installed this, the MSI here in Windows, if I do .NET-V, I get, it tells me telemetry is enabled, interesting. .NET command line tools 1.0.0 preview 1. So they're considering .NET, the command line tool, to be part of the tooling piece as opposed to part of the framework itself. So okay. It's also only in preview. It might change. But this is really, if you had used DNX and DNU in the past, this is the replacement for that.
Yeah, it looks like it has a lot of the same commands that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, we have new, which creates a new project, restore, that was restore, build, publish, were all part of DNU, I think. And then DNX would have been the run, test, and pack. I'm not sure which one that was. That was just build before, I think, mostly.
I think there used to be a pack target in
in
DNU to go and build NuGet packages.
So this is better, I think. I mean, I always kind of struggled with explaining the difference between DNU and DNX.
Right.
Why were there two tools, and what was the difference between them? This makes more sense. It's just .NET.
Right, and then the third tool that we always used to use was DNVM, which has not yet been sucked into this .NET tool, but maybe at some point in the future. So DNVM was used to manage versions of the runtime itself.
Mm-hmm. So which is really handy when you were pulling in daily builds and stuff.
Yeah. So the story around that right now, I guess, is basically to use MSIs for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way it is currently anyway, but again, it's in preview, so that might change. That's all I've got.
Okay, great. Well, I imagine we will come up with all sorts of other things to talk about on this front going forward. So thanks, everybody, for showing up, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of the ASP.NET Monsters.
Bye.